What do you want me to do now?
Hey guys, I'm Terry TV. Welcome to the Monday Sit Compliant.
Wait.
Hello?
I got shit. Welcome to the Malware Compliant Show.
We comply to malware.
We are malware. If you're hearing us, you have been infected.
There's nothing you can do about it. So guys, I don't know how, but Rostag is fired up and the RDA is over. The bridge is over. The bridge is over. LLC till I die.
I see we've aggro and DeRosa show here now.
Frank, my phone, make sure all your kids don't grow. That's right, bitches. What the fuck happened in the CEO? He's been talking for 2 straight hours. We're finally on air, motherfucker. Dick King, you were on video with CEO the other day. Did you see his delicious titties?
No, I saw a chin. Or chins
creeping in and out of the shot like Hector.
Okay, no, I wasn't paying attention to that. I was actually looking at cheese.
I was fast forwarding along and I see him come sit down in the frame and like they sweat caught under his bosom. He just had like 2 delicious tatas. Like bees, he's gotten fat, and that's not even a side effect of his medication. The medication gives you heartburn and headaches. And he put on, he's like the clump. He's like Kanye fat.
Nah, I like me some videos.
Where did you get that body from? Where did you get that body? I want to titty fuck the CEO. Get it from my dad. Oh, you cut your bosoms from your mother, you weak butt. Oh, you're so with a buzz cut. Wee little tot.
Sound like groundskeeper Willie.
That's actually based on CEO's father. Did you know that? He's also a groundskeeper in Africa.
The African groundskeeper.
A cheese-eating surrender monk.
So Cosmic, I gotta tell you about Pete Hump, all right?
Okay.
And he called the Louis C. thing a tragedy.
This 9/11. Is bullshit. Okay.
He's a Ram Dass follower. You know Ram Dass, yeah?
Yeah, of course I know Ram Dass.
What's up?
He's the guy, his guru was fucking Hanuman, who was a deity. And then Ram Dass is like a big guy, like he started the psychedelic movement. Well, Pete Holmes ends his book by saying he sat down with them, and Ram Dass, aka Hanuman, is now Pete Holmes' personal guru. And so he is taking the torch for Ram Dass into the next generation. He's the next Ram Dass.
Pete Holmes has done a lot of psychedelics.
Fuck yeah.
He likes
it. So, like, Pete Holmes has done a bunch of psychedelics, but then he has, like, the ability to say Louis C.K. is a tragedy. I don't know. It just, I feel like there's something missing there.
He's a little more SJW than Richard Alpin, that's for sure.
You know who's SJW?
We're in the Rostock Discord.
Where's Rostock?
Man, Rostock is an SJW. Fucking puss. Puss?
Puss to sleep.
Sundays is not a good time for this shit.
I would love it if we moved it to Monday.
Uh-huh.
Well, I would love it if we moved it to Sunday afternoon.
Sunday.
I'd actually be fine with that too. Do it earlier.
It's good for me.
Well, Sunday afternoon was supposed to be.
If we did it like an hour or two earlier.
Are you taking Jay's spot? The guy that just sings when I'm goddamn right.
No, sorry. I just I'm drunk.
Wow, Ian. That was so fucking mean. It was.
Wow, like, football. They pass the ball around so fucking good.
He's so great.
Moving the species forward. So good. Such a great waste of time. Yeah, we should all look
it at is.
Men in spandex. Woohoo! Oh, that's
what yeah, I but you to. Like comic books, which is the same shit.
Yeah, but Method Man's a gangster and he likes comic books too.
Yeah, but Ian's a faggot.
You know who else? It turns
just
out
in general, like,
you know,
that's kind of weird. Faggot. A faggot who doesn't like football.
But you know who else doesn't like football? The entire Wu-Tang.
So, they're all fucking nerds.
I guarantee you they couldn't tell you a goddamn thing about sports. Zigga zigga, I talk about
they're nerds.
They're nerds.
You ever wonder why society like looks at like sports and they're like, whoa. Ian?
Yeah, all the time. Yes, I do. I wonder, do you have an answer for me?
Yeah, because you're a nerd. And they're like, oh, we don't want to be like that fucking guy. Ugh. That fucking chinerd.
I'll tell you, when I was a kid, I went to sign up for football. And the first day I showed up, and the coach was like, all right, everybody strip naked and get in the shower. And I just
put
my hands, and I was like, I'm out. My entire life, people have been telling me I should play football.
What's up, Sergio?
You should play football.
Nope, not getting naked. Not with the coach, not with the other kids. I'm out.
Yeah, but you're getting naked with kids right now, and you're an adult. I get naked with my kid. What a fucking pedophile. He's a fucking pedo.
When you call everyone pedophile, no.
And you are a pedophile.
Sam, suck my dick, you piece of shit.
Who's that?
Oh, my God.
Okay, since I'm kind of hosting this, can I get a word in edgewise? Welcome to the show. That was,
you get three words in edgewise.
That was the Rosa show, and I would just say hi to Wendy's here. And Prince. And Cynthia. And
we need to talk to Wendy. We need to talk to what the fuck guy. Contact the phone, tell him to call in.
If you guys got to it on the RDA Saturday show, but I think Cosmic wants to talk to Ian Ellis about happening.
I don't want to take up that time. Don't worry about it.
I already have an answer for the King contact. Your problem is that you're a clingy, needy guy, and so you need to have a girl that likes you more than you like. Otherwise, it's just never going to happen. You're going to be too strong. You're going to chase them off. So if you feel like you got to call a bitch three times a week, you need a bitch that wants to talk five times.
Damn, man.
That's just something you got to accept about life. You cannot be with a chick that doesn't like hero word. You're too insecure.
Well, instead of working on my insecurity, I should just find a bitch more insecure than me.
Well, I mean, you could do it, but I just don't really have any faith. You've been homeless. You've done all the psychedelic drugs. You've read all the scriptures. You've had every opportunity to grow as a person, and you haven't done it. So just settle for this.
Oh, shit. He said you were a person. Oh,
imbecile.
Imbecile. Well, Ian, I'm going to take that little bit of advice. I'm going to digest it. I'm going to sleep on it.
Is Jay King still here?
No, he went.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He already said about you?
I heard it.
He already said about you?
It was kind of like Jay King here.
I got to talk
to him. He said you ain't shit.
I swear I didn't know Ian was going to say that when I brought up the topic.
He said you ain't Thanks shit. He was like, nigga, you ain't shit.
By the way, happy year back. Jay King, are you here?
He is not. He left, dude.
He was like, you ain't shit,
motherfucker.
He's not a person.
he's disgusted with you, Cosmic. You chased off the blackest member of our team with your sin awful behavior. Your insecurity chased him off. He could smell it through the phone line.
Yeah. He was like, I can't.
You're what they call a mark. That's why you dress in a dashiki, because you don't have a personality. You just absorb. You hear Cosmic nervously lighting that cigarette? You about to change? You about to smoke a whole pack tonight? Just thinking about that.
Oh shit! Oh man, this is like real beef, yo.
Kenny, you got someone in your life?
Not this moment, but I hope to one day.
Ooh, it's B-E-E.
Beef. What's beef?
In?
Yeah. So...
Could you maybe build him up a little bit, though? Like, Cosmic? Because you kind of ripped his fucking soul out.
Kind of.
I don't know, man. I mean, you should probably be at the bottom for a while. Like,
you a bottom feeder. He called you a catfish, nigga. That's what you are.
That's the only way I'm going to climb up.
It's the only way you're going to grow, because you don't acknowledge how bad you are. Because you're living this delusion.
Shit.
You're living under this delusion that you're like a cool black guy. And
I'm a cool black guy.
So you like never think about how absurd you are. As a needy guy, you're mad, you're grown.
Oh, man, I called you a Negro.
Yeah. And a simp.
That is some simp-ass shit.
Bel-Air?
I've partaken in simp-ass behavior.
Do we have to do this for 2 hours?
Yes.
Yes.
Why?
Until he learned. Because care about him, Kenny.
Uh-huh. Kenny, have you ever cared about anybody before?
I care about lots of people. In the room right now.
I'm on live. Oh, man. You hear what he just said about you?
Oh, what did he say?
I'm just kidding.
He don't care about you.
Guys, I'm just kidding.
Cosmic, this would be a good time to like assert yourself and like have some balance.
I care. Yeah. I would say I don't care that much. I care a little bit.
Tell him that you're going to stick your fucking dick in his mouth if he keeps talking shit.
I don't know. Kenny, he has a right to his opinion. I respect him.
I respect his opinion.
I respect his opinion. I'm a simp ass nigga. That's okay.
That you're fucked up in the game is that you went to Don A for advice.
No, actually, I did not. He forced it out of me. I should not have said anything.
No, you tried to bring it up like 8 times. You're like, I'm sorry. You know, I'm going to cry tonight.
I don't think that's how it went at all. It was like, I need to talk to Ian. Because it's like, the way I look at it. Like a Muslim should probably go to a Muslim counselor, a Christian to Christian counselor. The reason, like, they're like, I can't believe this nigga values Ian Ellis' opinion over my opinion. I was like, oh, Ian Ellis knows, like, more of what I'm thinking. Like, he knows my, I hate to use the SJW word, positionality a little bit better.
What the fuck? You didn't just say position.
I don't even know what that is. But I think you were going wigger to wigger. Ian's going to get it.
No problem.
No, not wigger to wigger. You, Ian, I think you have a similar core set of beliefs as me. As anybody on here, you probably have the closest core set.
Oh, I get it. Oh, like you're both pedophiles. Okay.
Yes, we both are. You know, strong members of NAMBLA.
Makes sense.
We both are NAMBLA members.
Lots of pedophiles' opinion. That's fair.
We could just do it for like an hour.
I don't know why God couldn't understand that. I mean,
yeah, exactly. But you kid fucker.
Listen to me, Cosmic. I've left way more kids than Ian Ellis.
Cosmic probably gets robbed by the kids he's trying to fuck.
No, they end up just tricking me out of my money. It's fucked up.
Yeah,
Yeah, we'll get into it. Just let's go buy some more Pokemon cards real fast. I don't kids don't play with Pokemon cards anymore.
Yeah, they do. Pokemon's like big with kids now.
Oh, is it? Okay.
My mom gave away all my Pokemon cards to like her fucking neighbors. I was like, yo, I didn't even know we had that shit, but I was like, why'd you do that? And she's like, that's what kids are into. They just want Pokemon cards now. They just want Pokemon cards. Oh, I'm trying to get them candy for Halloween. They want a Pokemon card.
I was under the impression that you didn't have a childhood or watch any cartoons. Do you watch Pokemon?
Very, very briefly.
You was at Mewtwo in costume?
No, I never wore a Pokemon costume.
What was your joint? What was your team?
My team of Pokemon?
Yeah, you had to have an all-star.
I don't know.
This new, what the fuck are they called? This new Snorlax is really good, eh?
I couldn't imagine CEO genuinely enjoying anything, though, to be fair.
Ooh, he said you don't like chicken.
I don't enjoy chicken. I just hate it less than the others. What you see is enjoyment, I see is content.
I think that's probably how you feel about most of us. We're like, I don't like Ian. I hate him less than I hate everybody else.
Yeah, but I'm fucking totally miserable. Exactly. It's weird. I'm totally miserable, but I'm completely content with being miserable.
Don't listen to that, nigga.
Yeah, you go.
I didn't mean Jay
King. Kenny, shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Jay.
Oh! Don't shut the stream down, Kenny.
Easy, Kenny. Easy, Ian. You both need to fucking get back to your corners. You two are trying to like fight right now, and I'm like, it's between rounds. Like, back to your corners.
JK,
I'm not in control of it. I unmute you, JK. Well, JK, if you can unmute yourself, I want to ask you a question.
I unmute
you.
Yeah, I don't think anybody here can mute.
JK, he's got questions. You got answers?
Jay probably, he muted himself because he's doing a drive-by, right?
I know. Probably selling drugs or prostituting women.
Yeah.
You know how those people are.
I bet he muted us so he could give somebody information he got from the Discovery Channel.
actually,
an antelope can run for 36 hours without stopping. They're fast.
I got asked geographically the Disney Play, so I've been educating myself.
Disney Plus, boomer.
Oh, but shit, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're a boomer.
I'm not going to take that from my fucking neck.
Take anything I give you, fucking simp. Sorry, Cosmic, I love you.
You know what's weird is I really am like developed in so many other ways. You know, this way is my weak point. It's the chink in my arm.
That's what every
imbecile women.
I fall in love with pussy. I have in the South we call it being Tinder dick or Tinder dick.
CEO, what's your new name? Shit eater, shit flower,
SEO.
SEO. Can you explain to him that multiple intelligences is a made up thing to make dumb people feel smart?
Well, it's not made up, but there are different components that make up IQ. Is that what you're asking? But yeah, when people say multiple intelligence,
I have emotional intelligence.
That's not real. Verbal intelligence is real, spatial intelligence is real, and what's the other one? Well, there's math. See, like, these psychologists been like picking apart my brain, and they figured out that I'm in the 87th percentile of verbal intelligence. So I'm very, very far above average with words, but my math intelligence, my math skill is 23rd percent. So I'm like a mongoloid. See, it's like if you take Don Jr., he's got a lot of idiot in him, whereas I only have a little bit of idiot.
Jesus, I could imagine you as a psychiatrist.
If you could just learn to talk to math, you can talk your way through an equation.
I probably could have, but you know what? I used to do that. That's a 45, and that's important because It's important because he was a pedophile, and I was in his grade 8 class, and he got like sick pleasure out of sending me to board and making me do math to everybody. And knew I was good at it. That
makes him a pedophile.
No, he yes, tried to fuck this. He tried to fuck this girl, Sarah Blazer. Anyway, so go ahead. I don't care. She lives in Cincinnati. I don't give a fuck.
They were like, you could clearly do the math. She was
under. Anyway, no. So what happened was he would always send me up to the board, and you'd see this smirk on his face, and I'd be like, you know what? I don't know what X means in this equation, but I do know what happens to Sarah Blazak. And then he'd just be like, and then I'd go back to my spot. And I did that every fucking time he tried to make me do shit.
You know? Him with his pedophilia?
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's
all weird. I had.
That job. I get why you did it. I just don't know why
he continued. But here's the thing. When I got to high school, his wife was an English teacher at my high school. And then when I got to grade 10, he died. That was in grade 8. So, you know, he died right quick. And
did you have an essay about it for his wife?
No, she like she was supposed to be my English teacher, and then she just wasn't all of a sudden. So I always wondered why that was.
Yeah, I had a teacher run away with a student.
She was probably fucking Sarah Weinshank, whatever her name was.
Sarah Weinshank?
Sarah Blazak.
Burbank. Sarah Burbank.
Now people are looking her up. Hopefully she got married and changed her last name.
It's not doxing. I didn't do shit. Like, I'm not gonna go down for this fucking skin. That wasn't
my teacher molested her, not me.
So Cosmic.
Actually, it was her real name. I didn't spell it right, but it's close. Very close.
I got doxed this week by Jimmer Nam.
Speaking of docs,
pedophiles.
No, three people shit. Just
jumped in the call. So this guy, Vin Vader, aka What the Fuck Guy, has been making mini docs exposing Jimmer. And he's been tweeting them out, hashtag Truth Teller LLC. So that makes everybody think Ian Ellis LLC. So Jimmer made up a fake Twitter account and he put my personal family photos in there. And he texted out like my wife's real name and that he deserved that, you know, that's his little sweetheart. And he liked her before the stretch marks.
How does she know so much information about you just because
how does she know she got stretch marks, man?
Got a kid. Anyway, this truth teller guy, he made a video where now we have pictures of Jimmer's wife and kids, their home address and phone number, his sister. Address and phone number. We got his bankruptcy paperwork, his divorce paperwork.
Jesus.
And so I
haven't watched any of his new videos.
What the thing about bankruptcy is bankruptcy is like, hey, you ain't got no money, and you know you're gonna restructure, and you're gonna get through this, but we're gonna make sure that everybody fucking knows about it. Like, everybody knows. Hey, don't let this nigga know money. He ain't got shit.
You're gonna get notices, like, don't give him a dollar.
Yeah, but it, like, I'm surprised they don't make you go door to door like a pedophile. You know, hey, guess what? You know, this guy ain't got no fucking money.
What's up, Joe?
They need to have it. Me? So anyway, I wanted to say to What the Fuck Guy, I would like it if you took down the videos of Jimmer's wife and kids, because I don't feel like we need to sink to that level. I get why you did it. Jimmer also blocks this guy's kids and grandkids. It's a whole disgusting thing. But What the Fuck Guy, if you're on my side, I would like it if we conducted this war with class.
No.
I didn't know he does
hang on a second.
Did he just look up this information? Because you have your real name, so he just looked up your background and shit.
He looked at my Facebook and found pictures that I posted publicly. But CEO, you wanted to say something.
No, it's a bigger philosophical question, Ian. You'll like this. Like, I don't get why we have rules on war at all.
Well, it is true. They say, like, don't go to war halfway. If you go and do it.
Yeah, that's what we all do. Like
so fucking bad.
I think the reason is, you know, because you tend to become what you hate and what you like fight. Yeah. So if you allow yourself to sink down to Jim, in a way, you become Jim.
I grew up in
I became Don A long ago.
Every cartoon I watched as a kid, if you're the good guy, you don't want to sink to the level of the bad guy.
Why? Yes,
there's no difference between you and them.
Yeah, there is
a clear difference.
Other than maybe somebody.
What we did learn is Jimmer has two kids, and one of them doesn't look like him.
He's black.
Pretty much.
I got Ian, haven't you ever seen fucking Law-Abiding Citizen?
No.
When he's like, yo, this is total war, some Von Clausewitz shit. That is what it's supposed to be. War is supposed to be so bad that we don't ever do it because it's that bad. No, it's kind of bad, but don't worry about it. Hey, if the other guys get you, don't even worry about it because they're going to put you in a tent. You're going to be in a tournament. You're going to eat some food, all that shit. Like, no. There's no surrendering.
So my thought was that what we can do fight the war the way I want to fight it. Would be to call his ex-wife, let her know that her address, job, and all of that now public because of him, and hopefully she will lawyer up and Jimmer Luke. That was my strategy.
All right, so, we'll do that then.
I mean, the devastating consequences, but
Ian's strategy is to double down.
Well, it's devastating consequences, but it's not dirty tactics. I like it.
That's it. I'm going in using nuclear bombs. Yes, a righteous nuclear bomb. One bomb to end.
No, two bombs. Really,
you realize
can we he's threaten like them? The, can we threaten him on the side?
He's the fucking Joker. Ignored by society, is played by his own rules, just wants chaos, self-destruct, no matter what.
Who? Jimmer? Yeah.
Joker.
Jimmer's current meltdown is all because he was in a 311 song parody. And that cascaded into him completely. And like, exactly a year ago when he was doing I'm Gonna Go Out on Top, Jimmer.
He comes out every holiday season.
Yeah.
So he has like probably seasonal depression. So I guess when it gets cold.
I guess he's not seeing the kids again this year either.
Yeah, but he lives in like Northern California. How cold does it really get?
He lives in Southern California, not very
cold. Oh, wow. Sorry to know all your shitty fucking SoCal towns.
Say, bro, I'm from NorCal and he's from SoCal, bro. Fucking get it straight. But to be honest, yeah, I've been to both. They really are two different states. Like, I don't know why it's right, one big state.
When I was in California, it was Christmas and it felt like just a regular Thursday. No, you can't. All right, go ahead.
I wanted to say, if you like the content, please donate to Venmo Kenny-TV.
Are you literally juggling shekels in the background? Is there a money bag?
Kenny's he's just counting his riches and thinking about all the donations he's gonna get.
Yeah, why don't
See, go ahead, stick.
Yeah.
No, I had to plug. I haven't plugged yet. I just wanted to interrupt everyone before I said donate to me because everyone.
Don't save it for the end of the show. Interrupt the
most. No. Yes, of course. While everyone's talking, I would just like for you to give me money, please. You're welcome.
If you want to see Ted the Way on stream, if you want to see it, donate. All right, stupid. She's here. She's looking it up. She'll do a show tonight.
Hold on, guys, just real fast. I'm sorry, Ian, but if you could help me out, guys, and just go outside and give money to your closest homeless person, it'd really help me out. All right, go ahead, Ian.
I already saw the cat.
He now has a team of lawyers, and he's been compiling the evidence on us. He's screen recording Lane's clips. And he's going to the authorities, and he's going to take each of us down one by one, dox all of our families, and get us fired from our job, and sue us with his team of lawyers because he's the victim.
I work for myself. Well, I guess
we go over to you. We go that way.
Challenge accepted.
Kenny TV, I just wanted to know you're going to be taken down, so just prepare yourself.
What is Jim and M's Twitter?
Oh, that got taken down because it got reported. I didn't report it. I think that's gay.
Yeah, some asshole said something about it.
What?
Oh yeah, some asshole reported the guy for posting people's personal information on Twitter. Yeah, it's what an asshole he must be.
What a dickbag.
What a dickbag would do that.
What kind of asshole
would do that? Thank you, Kenny. Even though I don't get my hands dirty, I appreciate it, Kenny, that you got your hand. And what the fuck, I do appreciate what you're doing. Even though I'm telling you, you should probably take it down. It's not a good look. I do appreciate it, and I do understand.
It's like if Ian was a political prisoner and people are outside rioting in the streets, he'd be like, look, guys, I get it. I appreciate it. But, you know, maybe that's not burned out.
Jimmer, if you really want to take me down,
do what you gotta do, nigga.
Hell yeah. I don't know. I get what you're saying. It's righteous. I kind of like it.
Hold on, guys. I gotta get a plug in here. Jimmer, if you want to take me down, get my hand again. Put it in the hands of the gay. You just do that, they'll do the work for you. All right, guys, back to your conversation. Also, donate money to Kenny, too.
Yeah. Thank you. No one has so far.
They kill fucking.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I do get it. Maybe I don't understand. I'm crazy. I mean, I don't know.
Don't get what? It's like, I feel like we can make fun of his wife and kids, but we don't have to show their picture to do it. It could just be something that only we've seen.
We can just call them whenever we want to.
It's not like Don Jr. I mean, it's not hilarious.
I hope you maintain indifference whenever your name is doxed and your sister's name is doxed and your mother's address is out there.
I've already done all that. So
what if we take Jimmy?
He's encouraged people on the internet to harass his family.
I'm not responsible for what I do.
He was like, dox my family. Fuck that shit. Dox them. They
call my mama. Her dad died recently. Go in on that.
He posted a picture of my dead dad, and I was like, he's buried at Living Water Church if you want to dig up his memorial like you did with Matt's brother.
Jesus fuck, dude. What is wrong with this guy? What's wrong with Gemini? I'm like, what?
I just don't, like my dad, I can just sort of see how this would go. My dad would go, yeah, we got a call from a Jimmer now. I think he was looking for you. My parents are used to having. My parents are used to having like creditors call them about me. So this is just all I have to just go. Oh, you don't understand. I owe them money. You know? don't you worry about it.
He doesn't live here. Harass Nick.
Why does CEO's dad like a Scottish?
Ian thinks my dad has a Scottish accent, and I choose not to correct him anymore.
Like a William Wallace accent from Braveheart. Not actually.
He took your classes, and he took your housing, and he took your food, but he'll never pay you. He took your classes, and he took your housing, and he took your food, but he'll never pay you a dime.
I had my like imagination pop when CL told me that his mom doesn't have like a thick Jamaican accent. Like, for some reason, I always imagine CL in this house with the mean Jamaican mom like beating on him.
I've been trying to get this joke out for like four cosmic sentences.
I don't know about your grandparents. What Jim and Ed exposes your life.
Look,
Jim and Ed takes you down.
The train dog.
How do you know Jim and Ed will take us down? Don't know.
I'm trying to get
him. Kenny isn't
going to
do shit.
He just doesn't feel a kid's bike.
Here's the question. This is that I don't understand.
The strategy is to
go to the police and get them to help.
Take me down.
Help him dox everybody? That doesn't make any fucking
Jim
sense.
Take me to court. I would love to go to court and explain all of this to a judge. He says we slandered him by saying that he was a pedo.
But he is a pedo.
Right.
But that's slander. Just because you have evidence. Just because there's videos of him grooming children.
He's getting claimed he's had like a loss of income because of like Illuminati and that.
Yeah, but see, he could take that shit to YouTube because it's not our fault. YouTube doesn't like pedos. I didn't demonetize shit.
Sure, hated motherfuckers at YouTube.
Yeah, I don't get it though. So what if he had the wrong? Let's just be hypothetical. What if he had the wrong Ian Ellis this entire time?
Jimmer, if you
what if he doxed you and he was like showing pictures of like another Ian Ellis and his family?
Oh, would you feel bad? Yeah, like Donnie did that about me. Like he had a wrong fucking guy. And I'm like, well, now I know that you would do it. I don't feel bad about what I'm going to do. That's what happens.
So bad.
You take a preemptive strike and it misses. You know,
boy,
I will destroy.
Drop your A-balls.
Donnie crying about the fact that he got mad. I'm from the block. I would have beat him up. Like, he'd never say it to my face.
No, he wouldn't.
That's a crazy damn shit.
That's what Don, we're a football player. You fucking, you were a tough guy. You're a nerd. You're a nerd.
Hey, I love
rolling. What's being a nerd?
Yeah.
What's wrong stuff?
Nothing you own it can. There's nothing wrong with being a nerd if you own it. When we are pretending like you're something, pretend like you're special, pretend you have more.
Mental disability, pretend like you have. Pretend like pretend it's totally normal when it's a fucking mongoloid.
You're easily going to be exposed when you fake.
Yeah, when you fake that you have three kids and then you mention a fourth, but. You don't ever bring up the fact that you have a son that's a mongoloid, you get exposed. What happens?
beef between CEO and Donnie, it will never end.
He talked about for like 3 hours on his show the other day because he got drunk. So now that I know it's fresh in his mind, ooh, I'm just gonna continue to poke and prod and stir the pot.
So yeah, wait, I kind of thought he was drunk too. You think he was drunk?
He was very drunk, very pissy. He kept calling me. He's a good guy.
My voice will not be silenced.
He says it was a tragedy.
No, I know. He's a good guy, you know. I mean,
he's a way
he did say too. When he did say that too.
Who's always talking about me? I don't care. Why is the nigga always talking about me? I don't get it, but
because you're a fucking guinea. Like, look at you.
You know that ain't the way to do shit. You know that, right?
I mean, come yeah, because I'm not Italian. I'm sorry, I don't do things the fucking Dago way.
Well, let's talk about it then. Come on, man. Why don't you come on my show?
He always does that. I've tried calling it on his show, and he just cuts it off right away. Because he's a bitch.
This is, you know what it is, right? In a way, CEO and Donna are kind of like more similar than they're different. Oh, like, that's the issue. They're both like stubborn.
He lost his Goomba streaming, lost his streaming, and now he's swung, looking for attention.
I have something to say.
It's his booty call.
When did you become 7 years old? Pop.
That's right.
Oh, true. No, listen. Don's problem is that I knew Don doesn't care about anything except his fucking kids. So the fact that I can hurt him by going after his kids, that's all it did, by the way. It didn't hurt his kids. They don't know about it unless he talks about it to them. I did the only thing that I could. I took the one thing he loved, that retard.
That's kind of like the Jimmer name thing, isn't it? Jimmer always brings that up as like his excuse to do whatever he wants. Well, Gonzo, Jeff from Gonzo, talked about my kids. He put their names in a donation on a stream that 10 people saw 3 years ago. So that
sounds like a donation.
More people know about that from Jimmer telling people about it than the actual incident.
So do you mean like how Don A, more people know about that shit because he's gone on about it for over a year?
Yes, that's true. Okay, 1 second. It happened on the Unbleached show and 5 people saw it. There you go.
Don A likes to whitewash history, and CEO pointed out that Don A fired the first 2 shots and he went hard, ballistic missiles, and it failed. The CEO came back with the And now, like a little bitch, he's turning and playing the victim. He didn't start that shit.
Yeah, he's like what Japan is. He's fucking Japan. He starts Pearl Harbor and he wants to go, oh, the victim. No, you're Japan. I don't give a fuck.
I mean, you love Ben Affleck, nigga.
That was fucking funny.
It's like, for real, you guys do Pearl Harbor, like, you want to have this, you want a beef ting? It's going to be a beef ting. It's on. I gave Donnie a warning.
You guys want to be hostess yet, and never let me fucking talk.
Jesus. Sorry, Kenny.
Whoa.
Go ahead, Kenny.
It's like talking over each other.
Oh, okay. We'll try to work on that. Sorry, Kenny.
I'm still laughing. We love Ben Affleck.
Next time I go on Don A's,
remember that Don A faggot?
No, remember when he got made fun of for saying flex my nuts. He lost his mind. He goes, anyone that talks to the CEO is dead to me. And it's done. Nobody left because why can't he just admit he started
and lost?
Yeah, you lost. You have retard. You and your retard posse. I will never, ever, ever not make fun of his fucking retard kid because I know he loves him. I'll never stop, Don. And now that you went on about 3 hours last night,
we know you're a good dad. We know
you're a great dad. You didn't suck him out with a fucking straw.
And you could have. Yeah, you could have. The name, that would have been the first thing we changed, is the name.
Yeah. Change the name, get rid of all the birth certificates, and leave them at a truck stop. Leave them at a truck stop McDonald's.
Next time I go on down there, it's
going to be And then here's what you do. You get a fucking big, like, boombox, and you play on it, rock and roll McDonald's, just on repeat, full blast, and you run the fuck out of it. That's what you do.
I'd like to do a shout-out to Wendy.
Guys, we're not That's saying right. that Donnie won't give the kid a good match. He'll be paid up to that ball with the greatest matches he's ever seen. Because he's a good dad.
You McDonald's. Wait, Kenny, do you know Wesley Willis?
No.
Really?
I thought you knew music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm actually a little surprised. Because Wesley Willis, like, toured with punk bands. I'm kind of surprised you don't know who he is. But anyway.
Too sophisticated for your palate.
I'll have to look him up.
Hold on. I thought you were in
the real stuff. Fucking old McDonald's on YouTube.
No, I'm looking him up on Spotify.
You guys can get the price down.
It's different, you know.
I asked a question a little while ago about everyone saying, "Oh, I don't all of that shit." But I'm asking right now: are you wanted to punch down?
No, there's no such thing as punching down.
Right.
What's the guy's name? Wesley Willis.
So here's what CEO said of them.
You're acting like someone better than you if you say you punch up.
I never said I was better than Don A.
No. You answered it perfectly. Fuck.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that when you punch up, they must be better than that person. Well, I'm trying to attack a person better than you. Or I'm attacking a person lower than me if I
from God.
You're all God, don't spell his name.
Yeah, you're all just people, and we're savage, bro.
Well, what CEO said is if you want
to say that. Nick is boring a tunnel through my wall.
Don't spell his name.
Why? We want something that is savage.
Okay, how do you spell his name?
With little letters.
Sorry. There's 26 of them.
Just put in chat.
Is that narrow it down?
Just put it in the chat.
A-O-U and sometimes
one. Watch out for Y. That can be tricky.
Hey, man, a lot of consonants. All right. It's water.
Consonants. Which is weird because you can't put a bunch of consonants together and make a word.
You mentioned a guy named Wesley Willis.
Spell his
name.
Wesley, like the Snipes, and then Willis.
It's an English name. Just figure it out, Kenny.
Westly. Willisq.
Hold on, I got
Gullit.
Yeah, he's got... That part's important. He spells his name.
I'm following.
What was the other letter?
I got it, man.
I think he has a pound sign in his name.
No, I found
it. Like Brent.
Just hold down the P and hit 4.
Can I
backspace 3 times?
I see Matthew Weaver's here now.
Yeah, Matthew Weaver. That's an interesting conversation. Let's talk to Matthew Weaver. I think he hates Jeremy now, right?
Ken was a little upset that we weren't respecting the chat, and I just wanted to relay from the chat that Matthew Weaver asks, how many cocks did Kenny have to suck to get that ugly hat? It's Matthew Weaver saying that, not me.
Kenny, comment?
Not enough.
Delicious. He's open for business.
Why don't you drink some more fucking whiskey, Matthew, you fucking drunk?
If you got a hard dingling and low standards, Cosmic, this might be the relationship for you. He's going to like you way more than you like him.
As a servant of shitty fedoras, can Ian Ellis give Kenny a review of his fedora? Is it a shitty fucking fedora? Is it a good fedora? Would you wear it on stage, Ian?
No.
I feel like Trump smells and is warped on the inside. But I also think you would make a great starter bitch for Cosmic. And you should start at the bottom. Yeah, you gotta work your way up. You gotta build a castle with quicks, Cosmic. That's the only way.
Quicks?
Yeah.
Hey, Weaver, who asked for your fucking opinion? No.
Okay. That was belligerent.
Where the fuck is my phone?
No one asked for your opinion.
Okay, I'm going to send you some music after the show to get you to listen to it.
Okay, just search Rock and Roll McDonald.
I found
all that.
Okay, I found
Kenny loves music. I'm sure he'd love your music.
Okay, dude, I found
him. As in Old McDonald had a farm?
Hello, people. I found him.
That guy.
Are you listening? I fucking found him. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We're waiting for you to play it.
I'm going to play
it.
Wendy also says that she loves Rostock
all the way through it.
Wendy, I got bad news. Rostock quit the network. He's out of streaming. He quit. He retired.
I can't believe he said that.
Yeah, he said it. And he was like, fuck that. I'm going to lose money doing this.
He didn't get into it for the money.
He got into it for the network.
Yeah.
He got it all for the Nicky.
Come on.
So you can take that
cookie and stick it up your.
Yeah! Okay, I don't hear you singing all. What's up? You don't know the words? You don't know the music?
Try to fix this down, asshole.
Well, that's more than Nick ever did. You might be our best producer yet.
I know CEO really likes it when people stand up for themselves.
We all do. It's called dignity. Can you get some?
No.
It's called testosterone.
Damn, where the fuck is this phone at?
Jay, don't we know you from the cult of Black Phillip? Isn't that where we
I remember that day. When there are multiple males around in the same community, it becomes evident that niggas like niggas more than they like bitches. And it's not gay shit. It's like no homo.
Well, yeah, other than homo. Fucking, you don't want them around. They're not fun.
Well, bitches aren't funny. If they were funny.
Phone on the computer and shit. Instead of fucking hanging out at some fucking actor's house.
So, since we know you from the Playerverse, can you school Cosmic? Because he's dealing with insecure.
He's in school.
I talked to Cosmic earlier.
Cosmic, by the way, is also a Black Phillip fan. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, it was.
Apparently not.
Who doesn't like the tree?
I gave up the power with Constance a long time ago. That was a war that was already way over. This is how I move forward, you know, in this universe. That's all right now.
Yeah, you can play with a third
staff. But you got to let that girl go, too.
Oh, I know.
Are you nervous?
I was kind of feeling some type of way.
Like, there's no way that she's going to choose. Just think about it. There's no way she's going to choose you over her mother, even though she hates her mom or whatever. You know, there's no way. It's just not possible that she's going to choose you.
Big fact.
Matthew, if you're going to be an asshole, you don't deserve a wrench. There you go.
I imagine bitches try to.
Man, I mean, I don't think so. I mean.
They ever stick a finger in your butt?
Because hippie bitches, fuck.
Yeah, but you gotta remember, I'm in Texas, dude. I'm not in Austin. I'm in Dallas, bro. There ain't no hippie bitches out here. There are no hippie bitches out here.
You've got cover band.
Let me put it this way. I have yet to see a dreadheaded white girl up here at all, period.
You're not going to read.
I think I would pull more help if I went up to like
go to Arizona.
Like I stopped going to like the metaphysical festivals and stuff like that. If I go back to them hoes, yeah, I fucking knock them bitches out all day. But I don't know.
You go into a hot yoga look shop.
You need to start living in fucking.
I need to move. Yeah, I need to move to like Denton. I need to get out of South Dallas. Denton. South Dallas ain't nothing but black girls and mean Latin girls, which is what I kind of go for. Mexican girls.
Maybe you should go north.
Like, I didn't fuck a white girl until I was like 25. Oh, no, yeah, like 25.
Yeah, go to like fucking
white girls. Territory still for me.
Have you considered not masturbating and reading Pat Buchanan books? Yeah. It could really help you.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm going to probably take salsa lessons.
Have you tried salsa lessons?
Salsa lessons? What the fuck?
Yeah. Have you tried Tostitos with salsa?
This is
for the have had that.
How to perfectly ripen the guac. Those have to be firm, yes,
dog. I think we'll do this for another half an hour. Is that fine? I think that's.
Yeah, I got my.
The trick is using lemon juice.
At the Super Bowl yesterday. Yeah, all 22 of them sucked my dick. Yeah, come back. Let's get it.
None of them choke, but that's always.
You guys better understand, Ian is like lucky he's my friend. Because,
oh, God.
No. Okay, lucky in the sense that so through all the Dante bullshit I've put up with.
Oh, okay. Like, you on paper, you should hate the end.
Yeah.
Bullshit was your bullshit.
What do you mean?
I mean, your tits are huge.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with
it? I can see your bosoms through Christmas clothes. You're lucky to have a friend, fat
man. Hell. You better stand up for fucking Dr. Hill.
You ask for a sports bra for Christmas.
You better ask for a fucking, yeah, you better ask for your phenotype.
Stupid.
I don't need shit from Dante.
I like Cooters because I get to eat the chicken they don't eat. It's my new job.
Was that Kyle?
I clean the plates. That's you.
Look it down.
I'm just like right now, realizing he might have a point.
Which one?
Right? I don't know.
He's not being righteous.
He's not being righteous.
Cosmic.
But fuck, righteousness is not. All of it, you know. Sometimes you have to listen to fools.
Yeah.
All right, Lane, you got some play advice for him?
Lace me up, Lane.
I don't know what Cosmic's problem was. I haven't been paying attention to
his that actual. Bitch ate a sandwich with another dude and he got jelly. He's KY jelly.
That's not what happened, but basically, being an insecure codependent. That's the core of it. That's the core of this. It was a turkey and Swiss. I mean, that's pretty fucking serious. Anyway, but that's the core.
Don't get me wrong.
Listen, they went into Quiznos, not just Subway.
I want to do something, Jack. Weaver, if you don't fucking like it, leave.
Allowed to have too many calories.
She didn't even get the beef.
That bitch has slim fast once a week.
Hey, I wouldn't want my bitch going to Subway with other guys either, though. In Cosmic defense, so far I'm on his side.
That's not the situation at all.
Right, but when you found out you were hit,
I don't know. Depends on the relationship, really.
I mean, it's like what happens. You throw a punch, but yeah.
I know bitches, and if you're gonna go to Subway with a nigga, you're probably gonna camp him.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
or,
a
like, stamp
on a card.
If they share this foot long, it's over.
Oh, if that was not Sarah. Wait, can I just run this story down real quick without
the story's gonna hit you. We have it down perfectly.
The story's gonna hit you. You're gonna feel like some feelings. Just
you guys talk one at a fucking time.
Thanks, Kenny.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I told Kenny he could plug his Venmo at the half of the market. Kent wants to get his plug in before the story. That's fine with me.
We're down to halfway mark. I'm ending this thing.
Hey, by the way, Cosmic Story is brought to you by Chew. So if you're half ED, I saw a commercial the other day, Flow Testosterone, the swollest dude I've ever seen on TV. I was like, there's no way. This is a horrible casting.
Yeah,
it's the opposite of your product.
The reason why he has low testosterone is because he took all those roids.
Thomas never took steroids.
So I'll tell my story. But first, I have to plug Bowen and Brand bed sheets. I use Bowen and Brand bed sheets myself. So, all right, anyway.
Sherry's Berries, everyone.
Sherry's
Berries.
No, I need a gavel.
Also brought to you in part by Rock McDonald.
I need a judge's gavel, and I go, "Shut up, everybody."
Go ahead, Ken.
What can you lay down?
When I turn the light on my phone on my piss stream, it looks like a fucking lightsaber.
What the fuck?
Cosmic, you see how we got that whole story out?
I should share that. It's important information.
It is.
Star Wars, like to Revenge me. Of the Sith and stuff.
But who was eating the sandwiches?
I don't know.
It's an important question, man. Cosmic?
Who had the herpes?
Let me preface this.
Cosmic was looking at the bread drawer to make sure no sandwiches. I know this bitch didn't bring him lunch.
So I was hanging around outside of Subway, right? And it's nothing like that. God, see, you guys are trivializing it so much. I feel like a shithead every time I say the story. I'm a shithead. Okay, yeah, I have to embrace it. And this aspect,
I'm thinking about.
I want to say hi to someone. Man, right? Hello, Jennifer.
Nobody cares.
Thank you, Kenny. Always end of the story. Cosmic.
So, okay, Lane. So first, let me preface it by saying, I was in a 4-year relationship with an older woman, 20 years my elder, and she has adult children who are my age. Okay, so this is the story. So I was with my girl, and it's kind of been like in the last 2 years, really off and on. Like I'd leave for a while and come back, leave for a while and come back, or she'd kick me out. Usually it was not me leaving, it was this bitch kicking me out. So I don't know. I kind of realized
a cat. That's why you don't feed the homeless.
So this is what happened. So
definitely don't give him pussy.
So
bro,
we were
tell him what happened, bro. Tell him what happened.
So we were living in a spot where we were living with it was me and my girl, and we were living with her daughter, who's a year younger than me, and her dude. And basically, for the last 2 years, I was really unfulfilled. And this bitch has been with her dude for 3 years, and she's kind of really unfulfilled. But this guy has been in her daughter's life like longer than in her own baby daddy. So she has this affinity towards him, like he really is like essentially this child's dad. But anyway, so they're on and off and like not consent. So me and her, like because of how all of our work schedules worked out, like me and her always spent a lot of time together, dude. Like we really got to know each other. Actually, I knew her daughter before I ever even met Constance, my girlfriend. So
he's banging the daughter.
So like eventually she starts to like get drunk and she starts to like tell me things that she's always had these feelings for me ever since like we met at her cousin's house.
Banging the daughter's boyfriend.
And this is a twist. So she's like a few times, like while I'm with my girl and she's with her dude, she's like called me up to her room and she's like in the bed and shit. And I'm like, oh shit. And I'm like a kind of like a really loyal guy, right? So I'm like, little bitch, you need to chill out. You're my bitch's daughter. Like, what's going on here? We can't do this. What are you doing? So time goes on, but we still kick it. And honestly, this my girlfriend's daughter, she became my legitimate friend. Like, to me, like we can watch like TLC and just sit here and like roast on the fat motherfuckers on TLC. Like, my favorite thing is watching TLC. Because it's just train wreck after train wreck after train wreck of human lives. So I just get to roast on them all day. And me and her became like really cool and close and shit. And so like a month ago, me and my girl broke up. And like, for me, it's over. It's like for real over. Like, it's done. Like, I can't, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's done. And she's been broken up with her dude for like 2 months. And because they're broken up, she's like about to get her own spot. So she's living in a hotel. And she's like, hey, Cosmic Brothers Camp, how about you come through and hang out with me at the hotel? You know, we're both single and shit. And so I end up like fucking my girl's daughter.
Cosmic Cam.
Yeah, she does. And so I end up fucking her, and like we both kind of got fucked up, because like I think I was telling them last night, like, you'd always heard that corny ass saying, like, a good relationship is built a good friendship. Like, honestly, after this experience, I really do believe that shit. Because, like, here's the thing. This is how all relationships have worked out for me real fast, guys. This is how most relationships work out for me. I meet someone.
I don't need to hear you justify that you're sprung and feed us a bunch of bullshit about why we should believe in love.
If you want to help someone, they got to process. We got to hear the whole story.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm going through, like, there's new emotions. This isn't just some typical shit. Like, really, it's weird, bro, because, like, this is how all relationships have worked out for me, Ellis. I meet a girl, we become infatuated with each other, we start dating, and then as we're dating and spending a lot of time together, she slowly starts to see the rest of my personality, and, you know, maybe I'm not completely beautiful in all aspects of my personality. Like, I told Ross Dog and Donna, and I'll do it to fucking Ian. Let's take the last really big fight you and your wife had, and you know the situation, you're thinking of it right now, that last big ugly fight you guys had. If you just recorded your side of the fight and someone put that on the internet, it would be fucking embarrassing. So, like, this girl, because I live with her mom and we dated, she has seen the good, bad, and the ugly of me. She's seen, like, all my bad habits around the house. She sees what it's like when I lose stuff and I'm freaking out because I can't find something. Like, she sees, like, even arguing with a woman, when I'm arguing with my significant other, I can sometimes get a bit condescending. You guys might be surprised by that. But, yeah, I can get a little bit condescending. She already knows like the good, bad, and ugly, and she still looks at me and says, hey, you know, I've always been in love with you, and then goes down and just deep throats my cock like no one has she ever already deep throated my cock.
No.
So anyway, so it's not over yet, right?
She is not in love with you, bro.
What?
She's not in love with you.
Why do you say that?
I guarantee you.
She wants
what she can't have. And
that's part of that.
Obviously, like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, I can have this? I'll take that right now.
I would also like to say that I think girls.
It has nothing to do with her actually caring about who you are as a person.
I think girls can fall in and out of love within a period of like an hour. So
that's a very. I believe that, dude. I see. Jake, you pose this reality where, like, there's no chance. There's a 0% chance she actually got her emotions accidentally wrapped up into somebody.
There's a 0% chance that she loves you, dude. From the story, there's a 0% chance that she loves you.
Then that's it's
but
it
is
fucks
there a
up.
Chance that she it, also felt like she loved him in that moment? That's what I'm saying.
No, that could be possible, but I guarantee you right now, she's talking to her friends and not going.
So do you think I don't love her? So what do you think I really love her? Or do you think that what I'm feeling is like less than
she's a bitchy fucking black friend who's like, there's a 0% chance
I have
that he loves you too.
I think that she's the daughter of your ex bitch. And so that when you're with her, you're pretty much kicking it with like the new model.
It doesn't matter if she loves him.
It's also you're trying to split a family. I know that there's a I know you're a homewrecker, but you're
a homewrecker.
No, not like homewreckers, but it's like you're definitely splitting the family.
This is the tricky horseshit that Cosmic is doing.
It would be better if they never knew
anything about you, except for, you know, the girl knew and never said anything.
You fell for
that's the best situation, right? The best case scenario.
Nope.
You have to leave
you. The issue is not this bitch. The issue is that you have jealousy issues and you kung fu'd it into some poetic conversation about love. The issue is you.
Why nah, you nigga. I promise you, I was not jealous of anybody we fucking that girl.
We didn't get like, to the part of the story that implied jealousy. All I heard was that she was deep throating his cock like never before. I didn't.
Okay, let me finish. Everybody doesn't want to finish me. Everyone thinks they know the situation. I'm telling you the situation, but everyone thinks they know. That's not the fucking situation.
He's talking about.
But anyway,
I know what it is. Go ahead.
So my jealousy thing is like, so we were like talking for a while, and then I felt her fading away on me. I felt her pulling back, and then I finally go, hey, what's going on? She's like, oh well, I just been talking to my dude again, and I go, I didn't flip out. I was like, dude. And love is complicated. Like, that's fucking basically Sophie's father. Like, I totally get your situation. You, for the last 3 years, you've been planning your whole entire life with this guy. Like, I'm a wreck. Like, I'm a piece of shit. I used to date mom. So if we did date, your whole family hates you. So it's like a big, like, risk and reward thing. And I totally get it, dude. Go back to your man. Like, that's your man. Like, go back to him. Like, I'm going to back away with my hands up and be like, cool, dog. Now I'm running into you guys going, oh my God, I'm kind of feelings about this, and it's bad. I don't know what's wrong with me.
You fucked up.
I fucked up. I don't know where I fucked up.
Even your friends are telling you
fucked up. I don't see where he fucked up. Hold on. Let's take one. Let's just take a half step back.
His
sandwich
has to do.
That's where he fucked up. But he doesn't
want to
be with his ex-bitch, right?
No, I'm done with her.
So far he's winning because at least he's got a good story out of it.
Yeah, I know that. I do walk away with that.
That is true.
That is true. I have not learned.
Now I understand.
Because a thousand bad days is a thousand good nights is a thousand good stories, so hang in there.
Like it would have been way worse if, like, Cosmic broke up with the mom, and then he tried to fuck the daughter, and the daughter was, like, rejecting him, and then he was sprung off of it. That would be worse, but this isn't that bad of a... Oh, a situation.
This whole situation with me and my ex-girl's daughter.
Exactly how it should have. He broke up with the girl, and then the daughter was available.
And you know what? You'll probably fuck the daughter a few more times. It's probably not over.
Yeah, you know, Ian? You know what, Ian? I fucking thought about that already, too, my friend.
Well, you fucked her once.
No, over 2 weeks then. Okay, right. Yeah, 3 times a week.
See, you know?
And then
she was like, okay,
I appreciate your effort, but I'm not interested. And that's basically what she said. When you say, I'm going back to whatever the fuck his faith is.
Yeah. And it's also, it's that same thing Patrice said. If CL doesn't yell at me for quoting Black Phillip Gospel.
I was.
Okay, fair enough.
Maybe
this is the jokes.
CL, do you have any advice for me? I feel like I've gotten advice from
Alex. Donnie doesn't have punchline. He flipped his shit about people.
No, he was mad because new guy testimony was doing jokes, and none of his jokes the punchline.
Oh!
And he was screaming, "Where are the punchlines?"
Wow!
We're none.
I don't know. Cosmic sounds like you came out of my head.
I'm like, that's not him. And here's the thing, guys. I really didn't know. Like, honestly, going into the fucking, I kind of felt bad. This girl had been expressing, like, how deeply she felt about me for, like, the last year or two. And I never said no. I never reciprocated emotion. I was like, yeah, well, you know, like, back in the day, I thought you were cute, and I kind of flirted with you back when we first met each other. But, you know, and I really thought, okay, maybe I really do like Lo. And then after we fucked, there was this moment when I went home, and I was like, damn, I really care about this bitch. I had really, I think I loved this girl. And I don't know when I fell in love with her.
Wait, like, what?
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. Like, we hung out for 2 years straight. We fucking watched TV together. It was cool. It was cool to hang out with her. Yeah.
But Cosmic, you also got, Cosmic, you got to remember.
I don't know what happened. I'm confused about how this is working.
But I'm not confused. No, but here's the thing. I'm not confused about how it's not working. I'm not confused about how it's not working.
I rate you for that.
He's confused about how he feels. Listen,
how did I catch feelings, and why do I feel this way? Why do I feel bad? Like, I shouldn't feel bad. It should have been some pimp shit. I'm more upset about this girl than Constance. And I broke up with her like a month ago. I don't even think about Constance.
He didn't fuck up.
I need another question, CL, please.
I just want to know, have you gone to Arby's in this period since all this shit?
No,
like, I feel like if you had a really good sandwich, it would just fucking fill the void. I'm not joking.
You know, you're right. Hold on. He says that the cheese does it. CL, have you tried gobbling a cock? And maybe that warm cum in your throat would make you forget.
No.
Did it help you, Ian?
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, Ian, different. Does it taste like cheese? Like
fettuccine?
I like how CEO went back to the Arby sandwich, though.
I regret everything.
No, but I'm being serious. Have you had, like, a filling meal since then?
No, I haven't been eating properly. I've been all...
Well, maybe like that's the first step here. We get you eating properly.
I will go eat my favorite thing, which is a Philly cheesesteak at this gas station. This Mexican lady goes hard, man. She kills it. She puts avocado and salsa verde on it.
You sit down. You have a Dr. Pepper.
God, I love that.
Whatever. There you go. You get a Dr. Pepper. You get some ice in it. You get that shit nice and cold. And you sit down and you take your time. You take your time eating this. And I'm telling you, by the time you finish, you're going to feel right as rain.
Cosmic, you know what you should do? What's your favorite restaurant?
My favorite
That's
restaurant?
Exactly what I just fucking told you.
Hold on.
You know what? That's a good idea. You know, it's
Cosmic, name one restaurant.
Oh, like, I like Serious Pizza. That's, like, one of my favorite. Right. The Korean barbecue joint.
All right. Korean barbecue. Go to the newer one that just came out. Go sit down there, enjoy all the things you liked about the old one. But maybe see if the newer one is better.
You know what? I think you're trying to make fun of me now. This is bullshit. No, man, I don't know. Seems like older women are better, man. I'm not even lying to guys. I think older women fuck better.
I can tell you this. Like, I'm not
all I know is you can't hours. Make any decision on an empty stomach.
I'm not doing this for 2 fucking hours. No way.
I've just been eating like the $1 Burger King burgers and raw noodles because I just have the energy to make anything good. Acting like a straight bitch.
Yeah. Well, why don't you leave this on and go have a warm meal?
I already ate tonight. I'm not doing this for 2 fucking hours.
It's almost over, Kane.
It's an hour and 18 minutes, so pretty much is almost over.
Yes, we can go to 1:30. Let's just go to 1:30.
All right, well, we can wrap it up on, I just want you guys to know we're at war with everyone. Fucking Unbleached and Ross Dog are going at it. CEO Donna, CEO and
no.
Ian Frank and Sam Hill.
Wait.
There is no CEO Donna. Okay,
if that shit is
not
just that it was Sam.
Cameron Am is dog.
Sam.
Sam
came at me for no reason.
And here, listen, guys, we want to, as you know, people who are next to Ian, we want to make it very clear. We do not want you guys to go to What the Fuck Chat Guys channel and watch all those videos with all Jim and Am's personal information. It's not right. So don't go to What the Fuck Guys channel.
Don't screenshot anything.
Don't tweet his information out there. That's something we would never want you to do.
And definitely don't download the videos.
Yeah, don't download them and re-upload them if you might put pressure on them. Don't do that.
Always choose a different phone number to call. I mean, I know there are many available, but don't choose that one.
Subscribe to the NLS podcast, Kenny TV LLC. Fuck Ross Dog. and we out.
We're done.
Okay, Kenny, you
can. I'm sorry, Kenny.
We ran long, Kenny. We're not trying to run you into the ground.
Cosmic, did that help? Are you better now?
Yeah, it was better. See, I don't know why this was the environment. There's something, it's weird. This is the strange in the world, but honestly, out of the shows, this one stays on track a little bit more. You weave out, you guys weave out a lot and start talking about Arby's, but somehow you always, Ian always goes, so anyway, Cosmic, you're being a simp. You need to figure it out. I needed to get on, like, because everywhere, like in Ross Dog and at Donnie, they're so crazy that I know the conversation won't stay on track. Like, it will get pulled off the rails and we'll be talking about.
Donnie does a lot of.
What's wrong with.
I've been worrying about that myself. What is wrong with talking about chicken?
Everyone likes chicken talk.
Go.
Except Sam Hill.
Yeah.
No, Ian, you kind of said in a sentence that I always kind of felt like, I always said that, like, in a relationship, or I always thought, like, in a relationship, you there's always somebody.
You can't get it out.
There's always somebody who loves somebody more. And the person who loves least has the power. You know what I'm saying? And I've always been the dumbass nigga. I think I need to lower my standards. Like, I'm not embarrassed of any of my exes. You can put all of my exes, dox them all. They're all bad as shit. They're all beautiful. That's my problem. I need to get me like a 5.
Listen, game is the ability to have self-control so that they never know that you like them more. But I don't believe that you're capable of game, so I'm telling you to just settle for someone.
But you're being ridiculous. Desperate. Stop asking Ian for advice. Ian's still going to be a teacher. Ian doesn't want to be a teacher.
Yeah, on some days Ian wants to get real deep and spiritual with me, like he'll really cut deep spiritually with me. Yeah. This time I really need help, and Ian's just giving me shitty advice.
You gotta not just like,
drink it. All your problems.
You need to just give up and stop trying. That's what you got to do.
I know what you're saying, man. I know what you're saying, but it's not the truth. It's not the truth. What I really mean is what you got to do is righteous. I mean, right?
Lane, so if he is insecure about stuff, he needs to be disciplined enough to not be a spaz when he talks to his chick about it. He needs to develop that game.
That doesn't sound like that was.
I respect the chick.
It sounds like it's an inner turmoil thing that he's going through.
Need to check your inner bitch because you're also seeing you.
Help
that's
him.
What I need
stop, again. Stop.
All right, so
just reprimanding him.
This is your karma. Your insecurity is your karma, and you just
play the inner bitch.
Oh my god!
All right, shut up.
Pete Holmes would say.
Can I say what some Patrice on the other shit real quick, and then you guys can continue to make fun of us. We
can't. They're brilliant.
Fucking all right. So pretty much, Cosmic, you fall in love with a chick based off of how much they love you, right? And so it's like, not only are bitches fickle, and she was already in love with the guy who's like almost her baby daddy, so she's fresh out of love. She can just fall right back into love. Now on top of that, you were fucking her mom. You know what I mean? And
yeah, that never gets brought up.
Some bitches are just bitches. You know what I mean? So you were fucking your mom, and you know, moms and daughters are kind of like sisters where they have a rivalry once they hit adulthood. And so it's like that, and she was already
taking some of that.
That she put all of that love she was already in and reapplied it to you.
because the idea of fucking the dude is fucking her mom was so appealing. You know what I mean? And so, of course, I understand, you know, you're feeling a little bit of sprung because you're like, damn, this bitch was really feeling some type of way about me. But now what I would say your job is to figure out how to make the next bitch feel like she would fuck you even if you were fucking her mom. If you can recreate that feeling with a new bitch, then you're fine.
Oh, good God, here comes Wendy.
You just have to be that dope, you know what I mean? You have to have...
Yeah, just find girls with daddy issues.
Have you ever met a cousin for the first time at, like, a family reunion?
All right.
And you're like, oh, I know that's family. But, God damn, you know, she's hot, she's fun to hang out with this, you know, I want to, but I just know I can't. Cosmic, you went beyond the I know I can't be there. You're like, I can, so I will.
Somebody called me a heathen. That was clickbait. He called me a heathen. Like, I don't think I am, though. You know, I'm surrounded by magic mushrooms, like, every day. I only do mushrooms.
Cosmic, you had to.
I have the ability to control myself. I don't, you know.
You had to do that, though.
But, as Jay King.
You didn't save you.
That's true. Except, you know, that's why I reached out to him.
CEO, did you see Kenny's Cosby sweater? It looks like it's made out of old socks.
Fuck you.
I'm going to send you a link. He looks ridiculous.
Fuck you. Let's see you get on camera. Make fun of what the fuck you're wearing, asshole.
Yeah. I'm in my bedtime clothes.
We got fucking faggy looking pajamas.
Links in the general chat. They're memeing Kenny.
Oh shit.
Call Kenny TV for all your YouTube needs, douchebag. Yeah, that's right, douchebag. That comes from Aggro in the chat.
Yeah.
Ian?
Yes. Did you look at
Kenny? Razapam. Huh?
There we get it.
What? Razapam is so nice.
What he's wearing, he looks cool. Wendy. He also looks like Freddy Krueger.
Wendy, shut the fuck up.
your boyfriend's merch.
Oh, shit, I do see the sweater.
I love you, Ross.
Wendy. Nobody cares.
Fuck all of you.
Ross retired.
How about this? You don't like the sweater? I don't want you guys talking over me.
Sweater.
There's no stream anymore. Stream end.
McDonald's is a place to rock. It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat. It is a good place to listen to the music. People flock here to get down to the rock music. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll. McDonald's will make you fat. They serve Big Macs. They serve quarter pounders. They will put pounds on you. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. McDonald's hamburgers are the worst. They are worse than Burger King. A Big Mac has 26 grams of fat. A quarter pounder has 28 grams of fat. Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! over London, rock on Chicago. Wheaties, breakfast of champions.